Today is July 13th, 2020. This is Janine Spurgeon, and I'm here with Joy Spurgeon, a citizen of Plainfield, Indiana. And we're going to talk about her experience during the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic. Your name and your address?
My name is Joy Spurgeon. I live here in Plainfield, Indiana.
Your age?
And my age is 74.
What do you do for a living job?
Well, I'm retired, but I also work part-time at an Italian restaurant here in Plainfield.
Okay. First of all, what were your thoughts about the pandemic when you first heard about a virus being around?
Well, I had never been around in a major pandemic or anything, so it was quite new to me, a little scary at first. When it first came about, it seemed like it was in the Asian country when it first came out, so I wasn't too concerned. But then as time has gone on, it has obviously come to our country as well. So a little concerned about that.
What concerned you most?
My age and being exposed to it.
Did it affect your job?
It did. When I first started working for this company, I was hired as a hostess, and then I was there a short time and was promoted to a front-end manager. But because of the COVID virus, they had to close down for a couple of months, and then they changed the whole venue. Now I'm only working 3 days a week, and we don't have really servers or hostesses. We just have cashiers.
I think something that would be good to talk about is your unemployment benefits experience. How did that work for you?
Well, because I worked just part-time, I wasn't sure I was even eligible for unemployment. But I called and they said, yes, you need to apply. So I did apply and I received not a great deal every week, but, you know, a small amount. And then after 2 weeks, the supplemental from the, you know, from the government came in of the $600. So that made a big difference by not having a paycheck anymore. That was certainly a welcome factor.
Do you have concerns about the effects of COVID-19 on your employment and the economy more broadly?
Well, it affected not my employment so much. Like I said, I did go down to 3 days a week. Many people at my place of employment, because it is food service, are no longer working there. So yes, that affected not just me, but the other people that work there as well.
How has the pandemic affected your day-to-day activities? Has there been a lot of effects of?
Yes. When it first came out, I was very aware of the fact that I don't need to be going out much anymore. It affected my work. Cut down on my work. I did not want to go out as much. Then when it came to the fact that if I wanted to go out, I had to wear a mask. All of this was so foreign to me. It was just difficult for me to understand that. But then when you think of it, I did not want to be out and about, be exposed, have a chance of getting the virus because of my age.
How was the wearing the mask experience for you?
It's okay. I wear glasses. And I wear very large glasses because I have trifocals. And when I put the mask on, it rubs right under my glasses and it rubs the sides of my face. But again, I have to have that.
So what's been the biggest challenge so far about facing this pandemic for you?
The biggest challenge is when it first started and I stayed in all of the time. I think that was a big issue for a lot of people, even though I'm older, but I did go out and work 3 days a week. It's only 5 hours a day, but I did go out. And then when I made sure that I needed a lot of things in my house before I went to the store, I wasn't just running like I used to. Oh, I need this or I need that. So just sort of being in the house. And for me, I live in a small place. And it doesn't take long to clean house, and I could only do that about once a week. So it was a little boring, and I just felt like I was sort of tucked away from everybody.
Did you feel isolated?
Yes, very much so.
I think that was a problem for a lot of people, yeah.
Yes.
How
How has COVID affected your community?
Well, the community here, and I'm talking the community as far as Plainfield, unemployment is everywhere, running rampant. Locally here in the community that I live in, again, people have a tendency to stay in. And if you do congregate with some people, it's just five or six or seven that you know, and you see them periodically. This summer, this spring and summer, we haven't had the barbecues and all of this like we used to, just because everybody is so concerned about the pandemic and where they have been, who have they been in contact with.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like summer.
No, not at all.
So how are people around you responding?
I think the people here in my, and when I say my community, I mean my neighborhood, they've all pretty well been staying in, other than just going to work when they have to. They're very aware of who is around them. I'm very aware of who is around me. And in the past, I've been very cavalier about meeting people, shaking hands, even the neighbors and all. We no longer do that. It's, hi, how are you? And that's enough.
How about your church community? Has that been affected?
Oh, by all means. We did not. Well, our last day of church was in March, and our church opened up finally 3 weeks ago. But when we went into the church, there was a nurse taking our temperature. There was, you were required to wear a mask. And the church that I go to, about 75% of the people that are there are at least 55, 60 and older. So a great deal of our congregation stayed home. Now, the one thing that we did have, we do the service over the internet. So they could stay at home and, you know, see that. But the last two or three times that I've gone to church now, it's not the same. There's no music because we're not singing. They do not pass the offering plate. They just have a container for you to drop it in, you know, and everybody is sort of stretched out in the pews, every other pew. And again, a great many of the people are not coming. So I'm glad to be able to go to church. It's just that it's just not the same as when we would have music every Sunday.
You have the morning, like when you guys congregate?
We do. We had a coffee every Sunday morning from between 9 and 9:30 until 10. We are not doing that now. They just thought it better. You know, again, people are still very squeamish, you know, so we're not doing that. And again, we miss that because there were some ladies of the church who got there early on Sundays, and we had a little brunch or a little breakfast every morning, and other people would bring things. And it was just time to sit and share a meal, and, you know, and we don't do that now. And I miss that, as well as everybody else, too. Yes.
Have you seen the people around you change their opinions, day-to-day activities or relationships in response to the pandemic?
No, I don't think so. I mean, again, I think we're all not out as much. I, for one, no matter when I go out, I put on a mask, except here in my little community. When I'm out walking, I don't. People just don't seem to be out and about as much. Like, they used to see them walking, getting out in the neighborhood, and I don't see that now. And I know it's very hot out, but also people are still just concerned. They're just concerned.
Self-isolation and flattening the curve have been two key ideas emerging from this pandemic. How have you, your friends, family, and community responded to those requests to self-isolate, flatten the curve, wearing masks?
Well, I wear a mask no matter where I go. You know, I mean, if I step out of my house to run to the store for anything, I put a mask on. If I go to the bank, if I go to the doctor, I put a mask on.
Do you feel like the community's responding?
See, I don't see them all that much on a daily basis. I know some of the people in the neighborhood wear the mask. Some don't. But again, our neighborhood is small, and I think everybody knows everybody. We pretty much know what everybody's doing. So I think we're okay. I think we're okay in our neighborhood.
Well, you know, there's the big debate, you know, wear masks or not to wear masks. Where
well, I'm going to wear a mask for a good long while yet. Only because, like I said, I'm almost 75 years old. And I'm in that group that they say, you know, I'm healthy overall and I want to stay that way. And so I'm going to wear a mask. I'm going to social distance. And now when our neighborhood little group gets together, there's no more hugging or handshaking or anything. It's just, hi, how are you? And I think that's going to be that way for a while.
Okay. Have you or anybody you know got sick during the outbreak?
Yes. No one locally, but I have a granddaughter who lives in Pensacola, Florida, who did get the COVID-19 virus. She was a student at a college, plus she was working. And when she found out she had it, of course, she was quarantined for 14 days. She shares a condo with three other friends, and all four of them had to be quarantined for 14 days, which definitely, again, puts in an economic difficulty for them. But they got through it. She was self-quarantined for 14 days. She said that there was only about 4 or 5 days that she was really very ill. Short of that, she did okay.
And she's fine now, right?
She's perfectly fine now. Graduated college and back to work.
Okay, great. I think that the pandemic is affecting people's mental or physical health.
Of course it is. I think mentally, by all means, because again, people were going to work. They had a routine. The children were going to school. That's not happening now. And that's got to be putting a mental and emotional conflict in your whole family's life. It's difficult. It's difficult trying to take care of the children, take care of yourselves. You're not able to go to work. You're concerned about paying bills. Yes, it's difficult.
What have been your primary sources of news during the pandemic?
Mostly the TV. I watch news on the phone, you know, but mostly the TV. I like to watch the evening news, and I will go between two or three different stations just trying to get their views on it. I watch some morning shows that are basically news shows, the early morning shows, and listen to that.
What do you think are important issues that the media is or is not covering? You think they're missing anything or if they're just focusing on one thing?
Well, see, I don't know. There are so many things going on with this virus that's affecting everybody in so many different ways. And the one thing that you do hear on TV is how many new cases, how many deaths have occurred. But, you know, there's just got to be more to it, that you don't always hear all of those stories or all of that information that I think would be good to hear.
Right.
Good to hear.
How do you think the government here in Hendricks County has responded? Do you think it's been a good response?
Well, I'm assuming so. I mean, I listened to the governor of the state on the TV because he was doing there for a while. He was doing, you know, interviews every afternoon and giving an update. My opinion, I think the federal government should have taken a very bold stand, and that should have trickled down to the states and trickled on down. I think we have too much, this one's going to do this, this one is not going to do that, this governor is going to do this, this city manager was going to do this, these are not. I think that is incorrect. And I think that's evidenced by currently the pandemic is coming up again. I mean, the COVID-19 is spreading up again because so many places have allowed people to congregate. And now all of a sudden they're realizing this was an error. So I think there should have been more stern rules and regulations concerning everybody U.S.-wide.
Has your experience transformed how you think about your family, friends, and community, and in what ways?
I appreciate my family more because I think when you are faced with this and you think, oh my, I could get this and die in a few days. Or what if my granddaughter contracted it at school? Oh my gosh, you know, that has affected me. I live in such a close community here. I don't want to lose anybody. I don't want to hear people are getting sick, you know. And that's sort of negative, but this has brought out the negative in me.
What do you think individuals, communities, and governments need to keep in mind in the future?
When you hear something like this coming on, immediate action. on a federal level, on a state level, on a city level. There just needs to be more of a cohesive understanding about this and act on it right now. Don't have this person saying, well, it's not all that bad. We're going to see. This one is saying, oh, it's horrible. We need to have a cohesive stance on this so that we can all deal with this on the same level.
Well, is there anything else that you wanted to, mention?
I just appreciate the time that you have given me to express my opinions, and I thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you.